So we need that internet of value to be developed. And that's what we spend our time working on, is a replacement for SWIFT and correspondent banking. How do you get all of the payment providers, all of the wallets onto ILP? And then how do you use XRP as on-demand liquidity?
Well, I think what we're doing and executing on a day-by-day basis is, in fact, taking over SWIFT. In that, you know, we've now signed up, you know, well over 100 banks. Some of the largest SWIFT-enabled banks in the world are now using Ripple's technology.
When I go talk to banks, it's a beautiful thing for me because banks don't like SWIFT. This week will probably be the best week of signed contracts at Ripple ever.
You do a SWIFT transaction, there's banks saying, there's a market maker saying, I'll lock in that rate. I'll take the volatility risk for the next 2 or 3 days. With XRP, you don't have to do that because it settles so quickly.
What does that mean for financial institutions? Well, it means that banks are remain the custodians, but they can also do, they can correspond with each other directly. And they can use this real-time settlement system without putting up capital on both sides and with getting maximum competition for that exchange of value. It's a fundamental structural change in correspondent banking. The networks, whether that be SWIFT or Visa or Earthport, they can also use those same benefits for their customers. And then for regulators, we actually think this is also a big step forward because you get so much more transparency. It's so much easier to track sort of degrees of separation tools in real time. We think it actually shortens the time it takes to catch the bad guys.